Hi, welcome. Thanks for joining me. My name's Sneha. I want you to find a nice, quiet spot where you won't be disturbed, where you're comfortable and your back is supported. Now that you're sitting comfortably, I want you to close your eyes and start taking some deep breaths in and out. So we're inhaling through our nose. Really enjoy the breath, taking in positive energy. Exhaling negativity. Do it again. Inhale. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. And exhale. Now we're going to hold the breath for about 10 seconds. I want you to take an inhale through your nose and hold. And exhale. Exhale. The final time, really take a deep breath in and hold. Exhale. So I want you to imagine a crystal in the middle of the earth emanating the most beautiful bright white light. This is a healing light. Have this in your mind's eye and bring your attention to your feet. Both your feet feeling heavy, warm and tingly. Now imagine that you have roots growing from the bottom of your feet deep into the ground like an oak tree. The roots grow deeper and deeper, and you get more and more relaxed as they go deeper and deeper. Imagine these roots connecting with a crystal in the middle of the earth. Imagine that beautiful healing light traveling up the roots and gently entering your feet. Imagine the light feeling warm and tingly as it starts to enter each one of your toes. I want you to relax your toes. As the light spreads into the rest of your feet, your arches, your heels, and into your ankles. I want you to relax your ankles. Imagine this beautiful healing light gradually traveling up your legs, spreading into each muscle fiber, into each tendon. Complete relaxation as it enters your knees. I want you to let go of any tightness, any pain in your knees, any stuck emotion, as this white light gradually moves into your thighs. Relax your thighs, letting go of any pain, any tightness in the muscles in the thighs, in the back of the thighs, the hamstrings, as this light travels down into your seating position. Imagine a ball of energy at the bottom of your spine spinning around and entering into each one of your organs, into your colon, into your intestine, healing as it makes its way to your stomach. Relax your stomach as it gradually goes into your lower back. I want you to relax your lower back as it starts to travel up your spine. Relax each vertebrae. As it enters your back, you feel a warm, tingly sensation. You're going to relax your back. As it goes down your arms into your biceps, I want you to relax your biceps. As it goes down into your elbows, relax your elbows. and into your forearms, and gradually into your hands and into each one of your fingers. Relax your fingers. Now bring your attention back to your shoulders, letting go of any tension, any worry that you carry in this area, relaxing your shoulders. As the light travels up into your neck, I want you to relax your neck. Relax your throat. As it enters your mouth, I want you to relax your mouth and your jaw. Relax your teeth. Relax your tongue. Relax the roof of your mouth. Relax your lips. Relax your cheeks. Relax your ears. Relax your nose. Relax your eyelids. Relax your eyeballs. Relax your forehead. Relax your temples. Letting go of any stress or any worry you hold in this area as a white light travels up into the rest of your head, into your brain. Feeling lighter as the white light travels up above your head. Imagine it as a cloud above your head and then gradually cascades down like an energy shower, cascading you in a white light, mending any tears in your aura and protecting you in a white cocoon. Imagine that you're safe and protected within this white bubble. Now imagine a corridor. At the end of the corridor, there's some stairs that take you down into a sacred space. This space can be anything when you feel happy and content somewhere in nature, be a garden or a beach. As you go down the stairs, you feel more and more relaxed, letting go of everyday worry. There is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow. You just have here and now. As you gradually reach the bottom of your stairs, you enter your sacred space. It's a warm day, the sun is shining on your face. There's greenery all around you. The birds are singing. In a distance, there is a stream with a small waterfall. And you can hear the gradual trickling of the water. You are happy and content. You look around and you find a white bench. I want you to take a seat on this bench. Imagine that your feet are flat on the ground. I want you to reinforce your roots. So imagine that you have roots coming from the bottom of your feet deep into the ground, deeper still. As we sit on this bench, we're going to invoke the light of spirit to come down and help us to balance our chakras. So as you look up, you can see a parting in the clouds where the ray of sun is coming through. Imagine this ray to be a healing light. As this beautiful light comes down into our scalp, imagine it intermingling just above your head with your crown chakra. As the light enters your crown chakra above your head, I want you to imagine a white lotus flower opening, and you are covered in a white light. The crown chakra is a connection to divinity and to our inner peace and to our soul and our natural state of being, which is love, peace, and bliss. Imagine the light coming down into your third eye chakra in the middle of the forehead. I want you to imagine a purple flower opening and covering you in a beautiful purple light. As you connect to your third eye, you connect your inner wisdom, your inner knowing. Just trust your instinct, to know your path, to look inside for the answers, and to know your purpose on this planet. As a white light gradually moves down into your throat, you imagine a blue flower opening, and you're covered in a blue light. As a blue flower opens, you connect to your throat chakra. Your throat is about communication, self-expression, and speaking your truth, and being in your own truth. We are all here for a reason, a purpose, and as we link to our truth, we should not be afraid to live our truth, to express our truth, and to be ourselves. And as the white light travels down, it gradually enters our heart chakra. Imagine a green flower opening and being covered in a green light. As our heart opens, we receive love and we give love. We send love to all our loved ones, all our ancestors, and to all the humans on the planet, and all the animals, and all of nature, and to the divine. And as we send love, it bounces back. So imagine receiving love from the divine, from nature, from all the animals, from all the humans, our ancestors, all our loved ones, and then love for ourselves. Now imagine the white light traveling down into your solar plexus above your belly button. Now imagine a yellow flower opening and you're covered in a yellow light. We connect to our solar plexus chakra, and we stand in our own truth, in our own power. We connect to our self-esteem, how we see ourselves in this body, in this incarnation, how divinity resides within us. To love oneself is to love divinity. And gradually the light travels down into the sacral chakra just under your belly button. I want you to imagine the orange flower opening and you're covered in an orange light. You connect to the sacral chakra, you connect to your emotions, you let go of the past, things that are no longer serving you, childhood memories, old emotions. You also link to your creativity, to remember as a child what made you happy, what did you create, to tap into this inner child, the happiness of creation. Then you imagine the light traveling down into your root chakra, just under your spine. Imagine a red flower opening and you're covered in the red light. You link to the root chakra energy, the energy of survival, the energy of abundance, of having, feeling safe, protection, and being able to survive in this body, in this planet. And you remember your roots from the bottom of your feet, deep into the ground, deeper still, linking with Mother Nature's energy, grounding you and keeping you in this body. As you keep grounded, we're gonna stay here for a minute and then gradually go back up to our crown and close down our chakras. So listen to the music and the sound of your own breath. Okay, so I want you to bring yourself back and bring your attention to your crown chakra above your head. Imagine that white flower closing in, leaving it slightly open and a white light showing. Now bring your attention to your third eye, and between your eyes and your forehead, imagine the purple flower closing in, showing a small white light. Bring your attention to your throat, imagine a blue flower closing in on itself, leaving it slightly open and showing a white light. Bring your attention to your heart chakra, imagine a green flower closing in and leaving a small white light. Bring your attention above your belly button, imagine a yellow flower closing in, leaving a small white light. Bring your attention under your belly button, imagine an orange flower closing, leaving a small white light. Now I want you to bring your attention to your root chakra. Under your spine, imagine the flower pointing down. Close it halfway and leave a red light pointing to the floor. Then bring your attention to your feet and reinforce your roots. You are safe and you are protected. Now I want you to get up from the bench and go back to your staircase and start climbing up. As you climb, you feel more and more aware of your situation, where you're sitting, in your room, and gradually coming back into your body, feeling your toes, feeling your fingers. I want you to wiggle your toes and your fingers, and gradually open your eyes and do a stretch and coming back to yourself. So that was a chakra meditation by Sneha Ramji. For more information, log into rolcenter.com or email us at info@rolcenter.com. Thank you. Namaste.